I'm so excited, y'all. Happy, happy new year. Well, technically new year. Welcome back, Melanin Teen Therapy babies. I missed y'all so much. All right, so let's just go ahead and get right to it. I'm just going to be chatting today. I don't really have an agenda. I just want to say what's up to y'all. I just want to catch y'all up on a little bit of my life. What's going on? What's not happening? What I want to happen? You know, things like that. So, as you know, it's 2023. Okay, we took a really, really, really good break. Couple of months, to be exact. And I did that because, not intentionally, but obviously it was really needed at the time. But I had to take a break because technical difficulties. Okay, so basically, I had broke my phone. My phone started glitching and I couldn't. It was glitching to the point where I couldn't use it anymore. So I had to get a new device. Well, technically it's old. It's old as hell. So I'm using a device. I'm using three phones right now, which is freaking bonkers. But I'm using three phones right now. And one of the phones that I'm using, like mainly using, that phone doesn't have an audio. Like the microphone is broken. So I can't use that to record. So I am on my laptop. Okay, and the audio sounds just as amazing. I tried it out already, so hopefully you guys like it just as much as you like the phone. And if anything, it'll be better because now I'm going to be recording videos. I didn't record a video today because I need, you know, a whole plan out and things like that, but I'm going to be recording videos too. I hope everything is good with you guys. I'm so excited to be here talking, chatting with you all. It feels good. It feels like just a brand new everything. Like everything is just spontaneously good for me right now. No complaints over here. So as you may know, if you don't know who I am, if you're new, my name is Taylor Richards. I am 20 years old. I reside in Atlanta, Georgia, but if you know who I am, you know I've moved. I am a college student, even though it says Melanin Teen Therapy. I started this podcast off when I was 17. If you don't know the story is literally I was going through hardships. I was going through a mean-ass depression, and I just needed an outlet to relate to others, not even just myself, but I needed something that would help other people, let alone connect with new people and new audiences, etc., etc. And I just did it because I know that it'll help me understand that I'm not the only person, and have other people understand that they're not the only people in this world that go through shit. There's everybody go through something, and I'm just here to voice what I go through, let alone what I think can help people, what I know can help people, whether that's physically, emotionally, mentally, physically, spiritually. I don't know if I said physically already, but but yeah, so that's what this podcast is about. I may change the name, I may not. MTT just kind of rides with me, you know. Ooh, that rhymes. But yeah, so welcome to my podcast. So, new things are going to be coming. Like I said, I'm going to be uploading videos. I may change when I upload. I may not do it every week now because I am busy. I am a college student, let alone I am a junior. I'm pushing to be a junior this year. Like, y'all, I'm literally stuck as a sophomore right now because of two classes that I just cannot seem to get over, like, that I cannot pass. So, because of them two classes, I'm stuck as a sophomore, and I've been a sophomore for like a year and a half. Longer than my term year, is what I'm saying. Okay, so anyway, regardless of the fact, I'm still gonna graduate on time because I'm doing my core classes or whatever, so that's good. We still making it do what it do, y'all, alright? And with that being said, yeah, I'm not going to be uploading as frequent as I used to. Usually it's every week, and I think because the every week kind of got caught up with me, it was more so like, oh, I gotta do this, I gotta do this. You know, I kind of just want to take this podcast and run its course. You know, I kind of just want to be natural again. It wasn't natural, and I think that's why I needed that break. It didn't feel natural to me anymore. It just felt like a job. And I don't want my passion to feel like a job. I don't want my passion to feel like, oh, this is something that you urgently need to do. No, this is my passion. This is something that I love doing. I love helping people. I love giving advice. I love talking to people. I love having deep conversations. I love talking to myself. I know that sounds crazy, but I love emotionally and mentally expressing myself on a platform, knowing that it can help other people. That's just me. So with that being said, I wanted to feel natural. I wanted to feel like this is something that I want to do. This is something that I want to do for others and not just for myself anymore. So yeah, that's what we're doing. We're getting it back to that. And my cousin, Joshua, he's on this podcast as well. He was on a recent episode about fake friends, something like that. I think that was the name of the episode. And he told me, he was like, well, why you stop doing the podcast? And I was like, well, it's not that I wanted to stop. It was more so that I did not have a way to record anymore. Like, I don't have anything to do that. He was like, try on your laptop. And I literally waited like 2-3 weeks to do that. I literally just tried it out like, I don't know, 3 days ago, if anything, just to see if it was going to work. And here we are, it's working. So I'm happy about that. So boom, here we are. A lot has happened in my life, y'all. At least I think a lot has happened. I really don't know where I left off, so I'm just gonna start from, let's start from last year, fall time, okay? So, fall time of last year, I am going to say I was still feeling like I wasn't moving, like I wasn't spiritually going anywhere. It was just more so like, what do I do from here? Like, I know I'm in school, but I'm still lost. I still feel like I don't know what I'm doing. I still feel like, what is the purpose of really going to school? Because I don't like school. I don't like learning this way. I feel like I'm being forced to learn something that, you know, I physically don't know which path I'm going to. Because psychology is a very wide spectrum. You can literally, there's like several thousand branches of to go, unlike a major like freaking like dental hygiene or something. Like, you're automatically in a major or certificate course where you know exactly what you're going to do right after. I'm not in that type of major. I'm in a major where I have to pick myself what to do after college. Because if I don't, then I'm going to be considered a quote-unquote social worker. And I'm not knocking social workers. That's just not for me. Okay, so with that being said, once I graduate, I'm literally going to be going back to school to do something else. Or taking a year break to travel, to still work on my business. The whole plan, literally. I think I really figured out what I want to do. And it's still all, like, there's two different things, but it's all connected in one. The main goal, my main purpose of all of this shit, of everything in my life that I'm pursuing right now, is to help people. Literally. It took a while for me to understand why I needed to help people, but helping people is literally something I'm spiritually connected to. Whether it's emotionally helping people, whether it's physically helping somebody, whatever, like with my tarot readings, I'm spiritually helping people, and I'm also mentally, emotionally helping people, right? And I still want to continue to do that. Things like that, letting me know that I can help somebody be better makes me feel good. And it just feels natural. Like, it's naturally something I've been doing my entire 20 years of living, literally. And that is literally me being myself while doing so. I'm not changing anything. I'm not changing how I act. I'm not changing how I perceive people. I'm not changing how I go about different things or encounters, whatever the case may be. I'm not changing any of that. I'm literally being myself while helping people. And I'm doing it generosity. I'm doing it while, of course, adding a spiritual aspect. Okay, so boom. I'm not going to tell y'all the whole thing because I don't want to jinx it. I don't want it to feel like it's being taken for granted. So basically, the whole goal of my degree is to, in the end, provide for my family and being free, having this freedom of doing whatever and whenever I please as needed. I've always spoke this into my passion or career. I've always spoke that into that. And while doing it, while, of course, helping people, like, I want my career / business, because regardless of the fact, I'm going into entrepreneurship. That's something I've always wanted to do. That's something that's in my blood. It's literally in my blood. Everybody in my family has a business. So with that being said, whether it's successful or not, like, everyone in my family has a business. So I am doing that, and while being an entrepreneur, it's just, you know, I need a team. I work well in a team, and I get overwhelmed when it's just by myself. So the whole goal is literally to have a family business. Whether I pass it on to my kids or not, it doesn't matter. The whole business itself, the whole business aspect itself, is to have family oriented. It's for it to be family oriented. So the main goal is for it to be therapy, whether that's spiritual therapy, emotional therapy, physical therapy, you know, all of that. Literally anything therapy, I'm in it. Okay, so I wanted to do neuropsychology because I love the brain, but I noticed that I'm gonna learn that in my own way. I'm not trying to do that while being a doctor. I don't want to be a doctor. Okay, I don't, but I do want to learn functional medicine. I want to learn different types of holistics, African holistics to be exact, to understand people's bodies. And I want it to be around my community, also known as African American diaspora. All right, so the main goal, obviously, is to travel to Africa and to go to different tribes, different parts of Africa, different countries, cities, and just learn different holistic practices, spiritual practices, to help heal the body. And that's also something that I'm very passionate about, is health. Health, 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 health. If it's not healthy, I'm not doing it. I mean, I may eat unhealthy here and there, trust me, it's difficult to get on this healthy path and to keep it going. But I've always been that way. I've always grew up in it may not be a healthy environment, but I've always wanted something in my life that deals with health. I've literally have been surrounded by it. My mom, I grew up eating fucking vegetables every day, and we were broke, but the whole point of it all, she was like, you're going to get your nutrients whether you know it or not. So that was that. And my dad, when I got sick, he would always go the holistic way, be giving me fish oil and shit, like, oh my god, disgusting. Like, he would give me medicine, but it wouldn't be that nasty crap that destroys your body in the end, right? So he always put me on a holistic game. He always done that. My mom has too, a little bit. But with that being said, health is my main purpose. It's my main priority. Even if I am eating unhealthy, I'm going to go back and literally follow up with something healthy the next day or that same day, or drinking alkaline water. Y'all, alkaline water has changed my motherfucking life. And when I put y'all on, because that's something I'm going to be doing as well, I'm going to be putting y'all on how to get alkaline water, because I get it, spring water is good. It's the closest thing to a high pH. But with that being said, y'all, it's not enough. So alkaline water is literally what's helping me be healthy. It's literally helping me stay not sick. And I don't like being sick. I don't like being congested. Right now, I woke up congested, confused as hell too. But I also know it's because of the air. And here's a tip. If you don't have air purifiers in your room, use an onion to detox the air. I'm telling you, you're going to have clean air. Because onions pull toxins. It pulls dust. You may have to clean your fan. I know I gotta clean my shit. That shit is disgusting. But so onions detoxes the air. So just slice a couple onions up, put it in your corner of the room where it's not touched for a good 48, 72 hours. And yes, your room is going to smell like fucking onions. And it's going to be very potent. It is. But it's going to go away. Once the smell goes away, then that means it's working. Like, oh, okay. And then it shrivels up. So if it shrivels up a lot, where to the point the onion skin is literally just dried out, that means the air in your room is just really, really bad. And I know my shit is really, really bad because of the dust. I can literally see the dust coming out of my fucking air vent. So I don't have asthma or nothing, thank God. But I am highly congested when it comes to dust and shit like that. And good thing there's not a lot of pollen in the South Georgia area. There's not a lot of pine trees, so I don't have to worry about that coming through my vents or anything, sneezing and all that shit. But if you do have a high allergy of pollen, ginger, okay? And always making sure you're frequently changing clothes, because germs obviously gets on your clothes. And if you get in your bed while being outside for so long without changing your clothes, you're putting pollen and shit all up in your motherfucking bed and everywhere in your room. That's another story. With that being said, health. So with health being my main priority, that's just my main goal. I'm literally letting the degree take its course with me. I don't know if I'm gonna finish on time. I hope to finish on time, and when I do finish on time, we're gonna go from there. We're gonna continue the journey. I've been on my journey of pursuing my passion for at least 2.5 years now, almost 3, and I'm very proud that I finally found my purpose. So that's good. What else is going on? Literally, y'all, I'm so, your girl got a boyfriend now. Shorty is cuffed up. So with that being said, I'm going to be bringing my boyfriend, my man, on here. We're going to be having relationship advice and stuff like that. We're still young, so it's good to actually have a voice that is still in the transitioning phase where we're learning together. And that's one thing that we realize, like, regardless of the fact we're not these old ass motherfuckers that just have figured it out, we don't know what's really going on. So we're still going with the flow. We're still trying to figure out what's right for us, what's not right for us, what's better, what's not better, you know, things like that. And as we're doing so, we're going to be having podcast conversations and possibly a series and things like that. He's so nice, y'all. Like, you would really like him. And he's very intellectual, like me, of course. No, I'm not dating, no. Anyway, But I also want to talk about the people that I have encountered, where it just felt like, who are these type of people that I am dealing with? And with that being said, I only have 30 minutes on my laptop, unlike my phone where I have a whole hour. So I'm going to be doing a lot of part ones, part twos, part threes on my laptop. That's totally fine. I'm not even tripping about that. But with that being said, I just really wanted to come on here to let you know that I'm okay. I'm not dead. And if you follow my Twitter, you know I'm frequently posting on Twitter certain quotes, certain things, you know, just to still be in the game. Y'all may not hear my voice, but I made sure that I'm still prevalent. I'm still making it known. So make sure you guys follow me on Twitter at Teen Melanin and follow my main page, underscore that Anubi, A-N-U-B-I, Anubi. And make sure, you know, you let me know how y'all feel about the episode, which y'all want to hear, what y'all don't want to hear, you know, just full opinions. I'm open to anything and everything when it comes to this podcast, okay? I can say I do have to be careful because I don't want to go missing, if you get what I'm putting down. You know, yeah, anyway. Other than that, you guys have a blessed rest of your day. You guys stay prayed up, okay? Stay prayed up. We are in a point in our lives now where God needs to be in your lives. Somebody of a higher power, at least, you know. Whoever you believe in, whatever you believe in, get close with that, okay? It's important to know that there is a higher being than you that you believe in, so you can have faith. And when you have faith, you believe in anything. Anything's possible. So with that being said, I love you guys. Thank you for listening to Melanin Teen Therapy. And you have a good rest of your night, day, evening, whenever you're listening to this.